Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters. Let's I hate this always word, beat the dead horse again. I've done this about three different ways in the last month or so, and this is talking about November, or at least early winter, fall gardening. So the first thing you do is go to the USDA hardiness zone map so you can find out where you are. That'll help you drill down on what you should be planting in your specific region at exactly the specific time. But having altered this, I'm in zone 8. You can easily go up 30 days, down 20 days, whatever. And you'll find I'm going to give you a list of vegetables, plants, herbs, even some flowers for November planting that'll help you steer your fall gardening most anywhere within 99% of where my people listen to my show, because I am across the nation now. It makes it a little bit more difficult. Because I grow most everything to eat, I love that it's beautiful, but I like that it serves two purposes. My number one favorite crop for November, most everywhere, and it's the foundations of, I don't know, half of what I cook, I think, is garlic. This will be the first crop to show itself in the spring. It's also the first crop that pops up from the earth, and I mean sometimes in some pretty rough weather. Not to mention that it'll give you a yielding, tasty crop for a number of months. Where I am, I can pull it as late as April, but most people's by the 1st of May, and then that crop will go through right to the end of July, all producing excellent garlic for you. The best time to plant garlic is in the fall. We're running a little late, but it'll work fine. Right before, wherever you are, go by the zone, your ground freezes. We don't ever freeze. It doesn't matter here. Garlic grows its roots during the colder months, then it's ready to harvest comes early spring or spring and summer. If you're already going to have to plant now in the cooler months, it's probably, to be safe, best to find a hard neck variety, which is suited better for chillier weather. Garlic is an extremely versatile alum to use in the kitchen, so don't be afraid to throw it in several of your dishes. Matter of fact, I've got some garlic butter recipes that you might want to look up. Go to natureapproved@yahoo.com. To change up a little bit, now let's talk about flowers, which I don't plant many of, but I'm totally pro-flower. I'm just big on using the little space I've got to grow food. Snapdragons. These flowers love cooler temperatures and are grown in what we call milder climates, which is a lot of the United States. Its seeds can be winter sown in late fall and direct sown a few weeks before the last frost. So you have a long, big window here. Once these flowers are established and their seeds harden off, they can actually withstand pretty doggone tough freezing temperatures. So perfect for the colder months when we want to have something to see out there in our yard or our garden. Back to a food crop, which those people don't grow enough of. We don't know enough about it. Fall is a great time to plant leeks, especially if you live where I do in the slightly warmer parts of the country. You can start to plant your seeds indoors, then transfer them outdoors a few weeks before your last spring frost, in other words, right when the frosts are ending. To keep your leeks thriving, make sure they get sufficient sunlight and they're watered frequently. Many times here, I can plant mine in the fall and they come right through. But I am in zone 8, almost 8B now, because zones are changing, so bear that in mind. And in my area, one of my all-time favorite greens all winter through late fall through are just what I call leaf spinach. If you live in a place with, like me, intermittently wild winters, you can plant spinach in the fall once the ground is just cool enough. You don't want to plant it when the ground's 80 degrees. After planting, make sure to water regularly and keep the soil kind of evenly moist. I think that it's one of the crops that mulching certainly helps. Along with that, you've got to consider mustard greens. They're an ideal plant for fall because they can take pretty good freeze, certainly a light frost. If you supply steady water, these greens are fast growers, meaning you can get to add them to your dishes early when they're just quite tiny. Mustard greens have a strong bite to them and can be eaten raw or cooked. So it may take a little while for your palate to adjust to them, but once you do, you will look forward to them. Let me throw a little ringer at you that I've done a couple of times in my life. They're called sunchokes. You just have to go to your nursery and find them. It's a crop that I really love. You plant them, I always plant them about the same as I do my garlic, when, where, and everything. They're a delicious tuber, like a potato, and they're sweet and nutty. They have a great, unique flavor. I don't know of any other thing that actually tastes like them. Some people call them Jerusalem artichokes. When they're ready, I love to roast them with spring garlic and maybe throw some peas and put them over steamed rice. You can't go wrong. They have a wonderful flavor. Just so don't forget, if you're just looking for a color, it's time to go get, and they'll be in most all your nurseries, pansies. Most anywhere I'm talking in November. They created an instant interest and a color, and the new ones that are so big and beautiful that I remember as a young child, they look nothing like the pansies of today. A beautiful addition to your yard and garden. Let's talk about, right now, one of the most popular greens you can grow are kale. And the reason I want you to grow your kale is, I do a thing every month called the Dirty Dozen, the most poisoned plants you shouldn't eat. And on that list now every month is kale because it became so popular. In many regions of the United States, kale is best grown, of course, in the fall when it's cooler because the leaves taste better. Matter they mature in these temperatures. When it comes time to plant the kale, make sure to sow the seeds as early as you can before frost. Maybe too late for some of you in the northern parts of the country. They're ready for harvest when the leaves are about the size of my hand. If you're not sure how to use these greens, add them some of your dishes, and there's a bunch of easy kale recipes out there. It is an acquired flavor, folks. I have a good lady friend of mine that just has never caught on. But first, one of the healthiest things grown organically now that you can grow. I don't even recommend that you buy kale on the open market in a grocery store anymore. It averages about 20 different chemicals in it every time it's tested. Now, it's going to be my last one to talk about, but one of my most important ones that I tell you is probably in the long run maybe healthier, but certainly even as healthy as kale is for you, are beets. Now, two things, and I know most people know this, the beet itself is super, super healthy for you, but so are the greens. It's a plant that you can use the whole plant. It stains you. You got to be careful when you handle it. But the antioxidants and things in beets are top of the list. Here we go again. Unfortunately, the commercial beets, you got to be careful. I would spend the extra money to get organic beets. There's 10, 15 chemicals in each one. And folks, I am not about chemistry. If you ate one once a month, but when you're eating vegetables and greens that have 10, 15, 20 chemicals in them that are known, some carcinogenic, some are known to affect your heart, your blood pressure, you don't want to eat that stuff. I recommend you see the Dirty Dozen every month. Don't buy a Dirty Dozen plant that is not organic. Go to what's called the Clean 15, and I can get both of these for you at natureapproved@yahoo.com. Or go on if you're listening to me, go back to my URL where it's called organicmatters.info. It's all on there, all for free. Don't eat it any other way. Don't feed it to your children any other way. If enough of us do that, then these idiots will quit spraying the hell out of everything. If they find out they can't sell their garbage because they sprayed everything on it, they'll quit. Makes perfect sense to me. So just it's for two reasons. For me, for my family and the people out there, and for yourself. Don't eat these things. Potatoes are on the list now. Nectarines are on the list. Apples are always on the list. Number one this month again. Strawberries. Don't buy a damn strawberry if it doesn't say it's certified USDA organic. It's got 20 or 30 different chemistries on it. You're feeding you or your children. It's just not a wise idea. I guess I'm on my soapbox again. But we know it. That's the pity. We know it, and the average American citizen doesn't care. We know what we're doing with fossil fuels, how much polluting it is, 10 times worse than we've been told. And yet, we still all go and fill our car up. I'm guilty right now. I try to do as little as I can because I'm looking for an electric car. But that all hurts times how many? 300 million of us now? Think about that. A few weeks ago, I did a thing on rubber tires. 20% maybe of the microplastics and rubbers that go into our waterways come from what? Just the tires we drive around on. Now we know that. Now that we know it, do something about it. We can alter. We are brilliant. We're the only human living thing on earth that can think. And when we see something screwing up, just fix it. Don't hide it. Don't do what the fossil fuel companies did. Don't do what Philip Morris did. Don't do what Bayer Aspirin did. Don't hide it just to make a buck. Stop and think about it and don't support those idiots. And this is, I guess, is that political? I don't know if that's political. No, that's just smart thinking. Except I have good friends that don't give a damn. They're electric cars, oh, they're not ready yet. They're never going to be ready if you're stupid enough to think they got to go. I just did the previous piece of this show, folks, gave you a great story about how great Europe has done in electricity, not being fossil fuels, and their car sales were the highest they've ever been in electric cars. Is it going to happen overnight? No. Is it going to happen in 5 years to some degree? But in 10 years, I probably won't be here, but I'm going to try like hell if the chemistry doesn't kill me. We'll be able to see the difference. We'll be able to feel the difference. We'll be able to say we're leaving a better world to our children than we came into. Right now, we can't say that. If you've got children or children that are having children, you're screwing up their earth if you're not doing what needs to be done. And you're either too dumb or you're too lazy to do your little part. Every LED light bulb, every time you don't have to drive and you can ride a bike or walk, every time you can do something that's done with the green electricity, I pay extra where I live right now so that I have offsets, so that my electricity is paid for from windmills out in West Texas. It costs me a few extra bucks a month. Do it. For most of us, and I'm sort of in the group, think about this. The next time you go to the grocery store, think twice about what you buy. Don't just look and say, oh, it's 10 cents cheaper, buy it. Read the labels, see what you're buying. I went shopping for a friend of mine that says, hey, temporarily not able to get around. He had a hip put in and it's not working. He's way overweight, all that. I went shopping for him and he gave me a list of what he wanted. On that was bread. And I thought, well, I'll get him something a little better than just, you know, Wonder Bread, which is just, you know, sugar in a loaf. And so I decided to get him Nature's Own, which you see in every grocery store. I won't go where I went, doesn't matter. But I picked it up and read it. It had 27 ingredients in it. Folks, Nature's bread has five ingredients or six. Those other 16 are all, read them. They're sorbates and polyphosphates and nitrates and things your body does not recognize at all as food. And yet you're putting them in your body every day. Think about that. If it's got more than five ingredients, folks, it ain't bread. Ain't. Remember that. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matter.